You want self-care to become a habit and a way of life for you. You do not want your partner to interpret this trip as a one-time response to you feeling stressed and overwhelmed. This trip is not a one-off. It's a new way of life. So even if you're not tired and not stressed, you're still going. Do you sometimes wonder what it would feel like to take a break without the guilt? Or to have fun again like you did before the kids? Do you think to yourself, where did my old self go? Well, I'm here to tell you that that woman is still within you and probably looking at you with a side eye. Hey, my amazing mamas, welcome to the Untraditional Podcast. This is your host, Miriam Banks, a mom that loves to travel with my mixed and blended family, and also on my own. This podcast is to address all facets of motherhood and normalize our struggles, and find some applicable answers to this very question that every mommy wants to know. How do I take a break? A place where I will share insights, support, and guidance through my personal experiences as well as guest interviews. So just curl up inside your blanket, sink inside the couch, or just to keep it real, probably do the laundry or a kid's drop-off, right? And take a listen every week as I take you into a journey to rediscover the woman within motherhood. This is the Untraditional Podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Untraditional Podcast. In this week's episode, we are going to answer one of the biggest questions I get into my DMs is, how do you prepare? How do you get it done with your husband, your kids, and your life? How do you manage to go on a momcation so much, on a solo trip, on your own, so much? Well, I have a system that works for me, so I'm going to tell you about my system. Everyone is different. Every family and logistic in each family is completely different. But maybe, just maybe, you could find something in my personal system that would work for you. The first thing that I hear, there's always this little thing. How do I talk to my husband or my partner? How do I make him understand? How do I do this? First thing first, you need to be prepared for opposition. If your spouse hasn't had a lot of time alone with the kids before, their fear of being left in charge is going to be real. They're not gonna like it. Their fear may include something like, oh hell no. So be prepared to kind of soothe those fears before they have time to simmer by sharing exactly how you're going to support them when you're away. So you got to be ready. You got to be ready when they say, oh no, I cannot be alone with the kids. How long are you going to be gone? Really? Do you need to be doing this right now? This is not the right time. Tell your partner how you made it easy for them to watch over the kids during your trip or your hour hike or your overnight or your dinner with a friend. So some ideas may be arranging for a grandparent to come at a certain date and times, pre-arranging babysitting services, setting up play dates with other dads and kids or other families, so he has things planned during that time. Prepare the meals, put it in the freezer, prepare them already. Looking for neighborhood events that will be fun for the kids, getting a list of movies playing at the movie theater, even getting the tickets to the movies at a certain time for them. So they have no way of saying, arranging for an overnight visit, like aunt or uncle, or do a auntie, just come over for the weekend, stay the night so you can be with the husbands when you Or another dad with another kid planned the mommy trip with another mom. So like this, like, okay, we're going to have both a husband that gets along with the kid. They can figure it out. We'll support them with A, B, C, D. It's essential to be prepared for opposition and to speak about these plans calmly. Make sure that you have the right time in your cycle so nothing gets triggered. As if it was no big deal. Like, just state how you're going to support them. You don't want to add any anxiety to the situation. And that is going to also help your husband build his confidence when you show that you trust them at taking care of the kids without you. He's going to take care of the kids without you his way. So, for example, in my case, I know my son is a mixed boy and he has long hair and very curly hair. I know that my way of taking care of his hair is not the same way that my husband will take care of his hair. I detangle his hair. My husband never brushes his hair. So I know that every time that I will come home for 2 days or a week away, his hair, they're going to have a couple of bird nests in there every time. I never ever say anything because he was with him and I had my self-care little trip. And all it cost me is just a detangling for an hour. That's fine. He's going to take care of the children the way he wants to. There's no perfect way. Your way is not the perfect way. He will do it his way, and that is one of the costs. And you have to let it go. I say it again. Let it go. Let it go. If they come back, there's pizza on the ceiling, let it go. Just remember that cocktail by the pool. Remember the peace that you had when you wake up with nobody calling you, Mama, where's my Mama? Just remember that. Just let it go. Now, another thing, don't make any justification. Ideally, by now, your conversation is over. You plan it. You have the conversation about, hey, this is what I'm doing. And you will prepare for the opposition. He said yes. He's like, he has no way of saying no because everything is prepared for him. He's going to be fine. You stated your plans and gave the only reason you need to go away, to reconnect with myself so I can become a better mother and a partner and a better partner to you. There's no need to give detail about why these trips matter to you and justifying your trip with reason like I'm stressed, I'm tired, no one cares for me, you always get to go away, now it's my turn. That is a recipe for disaster for two reasons. First reason, you want self-care to become a habit and a way of life for you. You do not want your partner to interpret this trip as a one-time response to you feeling stressed and overwhelmed. This trip is not a one-off. It's a new way of life. So even if you're not tired and not stressed, you're still going. The second reason is justifying your trip with negative reason invite conflict. And that has a potential to derail your conversation into tit for tat or keeping score or passive aggressiveness and digging at each other. Keep this conversation calm and positive. Don't put anything negative within this conversation. There's no need. This has to be something that is calm. It's a non-negotiable, but it's not a negotiable and I'm going to kill you behind. So now your husband say yes. Great. Fabulous. Be sure to say thank you, but don't overstate it. your spouse isn't doing you a favor. Inside, you might be doing, you know, you might be twerking inside. But outside, you need to keep it understated. Maintain the face of the loving non-negotiator and save the big thank you for when you come back. The thank you when you come back, that one, yeah, you're gonna have to put out and put out good. Get some new moves, stretch before, because you're gonna have some new move when you come back. That's gonna be his big thank you. Until you come back, it's just a normal thank you. He needs to know the difference between thank you, honey, and when you come back, like, oh yes, boom, you're looking good tonight. Thank you. That's a comeback thank you. Now, what do you do if your spouse says no? If you've done all the steps that I've talked about before and your spouse is still giving you a no, have one more conversation before you close the conversation for the day. Don't say anything. Remember, this trip and regular self-care is a non-negotiable. So if you are met with a no, even after you've told your spouse how you will support them and here's what you can do next. Give your partner, spouse, an honest check-in on how you're feeling. There is a way to do this without becoming the victim or going into aggression. And I know, ooh, ladies, I know that one is hard. Give them three feeling word and repeat why in your statement. Make sure that those three words are true to you. Don't try to find the word of someone else. This is your word of how you're feeling. So, for example, you might say, I'm feeling stressed, overwhelmed, and unhappy. I want you to have a happy, fulfilled, and loving wife. I want the kids to have an attentive, joyful, patient mother. I can't show up this way for you. If I continue to feel the way I feel right now, I won't be able to be that woman for you and for the kids. I need this trip to take care of me so I can take care of you. Two, you can give them a day. If emotions or fear were triggered in the first conversation, it is going to be counterproductive to continue pushing. Don't push. After you've said your feelings in the statement and reminded your partner of your why, you need to give them a day to think. Give them a day. I repeat, a day. And not a day where you're going to be like, giving in the sad eye and all mad. No, serene, ease and grace. Make sure you follow up though, the next day. So your self-care doesn't continue to get pushed until tomorrow, you know. Because, yeah, you know that tomorrow will never come. To make change, you must act today, that day. And then three, ask them why. If you're given a day to sit with your plans and they're still feeling unsure about you going away, open up a conversation about why they're feeling resistant to your trip. Usually it's fear of the unknown because they have no idea how they're going to make it work. They see you all day running and doing and stress and this and this. And they're like, I can't do this. So they're fearful. And the way they are expressing it is by saying no. Explore these fears with your partner. Get to the root of them. Are they afraid that something terrible will happen to the kids? Are they afraid they can't handle the household without you? What is it? Then ask them what they need. Ask them what they need. Reiterate the plans you already have in place to support your spouse when you're gone. It could be that they just need more support that you've already prearranged. Involve them in coming up with more creative solutions that you can decide on a plan that works for the both of you and that both of you feel good about. You feel good about, he feel good about. Does your spouse feel like they need a getaway too? Maybe there's a possibility for each of you to venture away and leave the kids with your grandparents. Or perhaps you need to explore an opportunity for your partner to also get away after you get back. So they can also rest and restore. You know, my husband also has his self-care trip. They look very different than mine. His last one that was back in August, he went to Alaska and had a survival trip where they go into the middle, they drop them in the middle of nowhere with only their clothes and they got to survive for a week. That's his self-care trip. That's how he does it. Very different than mine. Mine's like, you give me a bed, give me silence. And I'm good. And a beautiful resort, good food, and do nothing. And that's me. And maybe that's what he needs. Now, remember, the solution to his fear is not you staying home. There is no issue, problem, or fear big enough that you cannot find a way together to solve or ease so you can have your getaway trip. Or afternoon away, or whatever it is, there's nothing that you can figure out together. Now, throughout this whole process, keep calm and grounded in love. When we speak about fears, boundaries, and desires with your spouse or partner, you know emotion get involved. You can get triggered for things that happened to you as a child or anything like that. So stay grounded in love before and during each conversation. Remember, you are a team and a family. There's always a way to support each other's goals and needs. Sometimes you just need to be creative. Now, it's not over yet. Talking to your spouse in the days leading up to your trip is probably one of the tricky ones, you know. So you've got a yes and you've got a plan and the kids are counting down the days to your trip. Here's how you keep your spouse calm and supported in the days leading up to your trip. I'm talking about momcation right now, but that could be like even just you going to the park or the movies or dinner with your friend, depending on the level that you are doing your self-care or your time or your break alone. You can kind of gauge what I'm saying. So 3 days before, about 3 days before, remind your spouse that your trip is coming up, not a week before. Don't give them too much time to think, okay? Don't give them a week. It's like kids. When you're going to go somewhere with a kid, you don't tell them like for 3 days. They're going to like be like telling you when we're going. Oh, 3 days. Not more than 3 days. And trust me, there's a good chance they've forgotten. Okay. So don't turn it into another conversation or share your excitement. Mm-mm. That's for your girlfriends. You can DM me and tell me, hey, Miriam, I'm so excited. The trip. Don't talk about your excitement to your husband or your partner. Make it short. It's just a quick reminder. That's it. Go over the plans. You came up with this, you know, again, come go over it real quickly. The plans to support him while you're away. don't create any opportunity to panic. You know, don't let panic set in. Stay assertive, short, and loving. You also don't want your guilt to get triggered. You know, that's for another episode. Short is always good. Now, the day of your trip, just like with your kids, just a kiss, I love you, a wait goodbye, and show them that you have faith in them. And that you are not at all worried about the kids being left behind in their care. Let me say that again. Because that's a hard one for us. Show them that you have faith in them. And that you are not at all worried about the kids being left in their care. Yeah, and I know you're scared. I know you're thinking, oh my God, what have I done? Are the kids are going to be... I know this is all happening internally. And that's fine. But they don't need to know that. Because you want them to have confidence for what is about to happen. It will help them calm their any insecurities or doubt that they might be having and leave quickly. Something like, bye guys, I love you so much. Do that little wave goodbye. Honey, everything's going to be fine. You're their dad. I trust you. You're going to be fine. You're going to have so much fun with daddy. Oh my God, you have so much fun stuff going on. And I will see you very soon, okay? Bye-bye. And leave. I hope that all makes sense. Right? So this is basically how I get this to happen. You know, that's always been, but of course, practice make perfect. You might have some kicks and things in the way, and this is all part of, you know, your journey into getting your self-care, into your motherhood. And you're gonna mess up a little bit sometime, and that's okay. I'm always just a DM away, you know, and I do private coaching because also every family and every mother is different. So I prefer to do one-on-one coaching for now because it is not always just an 1, 2, 3, 4, point 1, point 2, point 3, point 4, and it's going to work for everybody. So, and I love doing it. I love the journey of seeing women going from, I don't think I can do it and I feel so guilty, to, girl, this was so good. And booking their next trip. And seeing their husband just flourishing as a dad. Because when mom wins, everybody wins. Your kids get a closer relationship with their father. You get some rest. And when you come back, your husband gets some good sex with extra moves. So everybody wins. So that's it for this week. Let me know. Let me know if you try it. Let me know how it went. You can shoot me a DM on Instagram. I'm always hanging out over there. And if you want some one-on-one coaching, you can go to my website, www.miriambanks.com. And also, I have something brewing that I'm going to give away. Is literally my roadmap to a momcation. Like literally just how you do it. So you can click in the link in bio, and I'm giving it away for free because I just want more of you to go on vacation. You know, so that's my roadmap to momcation. And click the link in the bio and get yourself yours. And because I don't have time to read ebooks, and I just don't have time. It's not something that I do. So I made it easy for the moms out there. I made it as an audio. So you can just click on it, put your my favorite gadget, my favorite mom gadget, the noise canceling headphones, and listen to it. Take notes, and it's all free. I just wanted to get it out there for moms to do it, to start not just wishing they could go and wishing, but really going. And let me know how it goes. So this is it for this week. We'll see you next week for another episode. And talk soon. Bye.
Add it up.
Thank you for listening to the Untraditional Podcast with your host, Miriam Banks. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If so, please share it with another mama that needs to hear this. Follow me on Instagram for more tips and see you next week on another episode of the Untraditional Podcast with Miriam Banks.